Food insecurity is an ongoing problem in eastern North Carolina, but the pandemic and rising food prices have made it especially hard for some local families to put food on the table. PRE's Jared Brumbaugh and Meredith Radford have more on how communities across the region are affected by food insecurity and ways organizations are helping those in need.
In Simpson, a town of about 400 people near Greenville, the food pantry Share the Bounty hosts drive-through food distribution events on the first and third Saturday of every month. Next to the little white house that the pantry works out of, cars pull up one after another, and volunteers load boxes of produce, including butternut squash and potatoes, bags of dried goods, and chicken into trunks. Run by Salem United Methodist Church in partnership with the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina, the food pantry across the street has over 50 volunteers. Linda Marcel, the pantry coordinator, says their distribution events have gotten bigger since the pantry opened in 2016.
We never foresaw that we would grow to doing over 100 families each time that we were open.
She says the food pantry has grown steadily, and the increase paralleled the pandemic.
I'd run into people who would stop and want to know, well, what did they have to do to get food? And when you would talk with them, they would be out of work or something like that.
Especially, Marcel says, for people who may not have needed assistance before spring of 2020.
I talked to a number of men, and some of the stories would be, well, I'm in construction and we can't get materials, or I've been laid off.
It's not just people in Pitt County.
Many counties were hit hard by the pandemic, leaving individuals and families struggling to afford basic necessities.
In our eastern North Carolina service area, there's approximately 170,000 people who are considered food insecure. Families, children, seniors, and veterans living in households here in the east.
George Young is the Eastern Regional Director with the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina. The food bank has branches in New Bern and Greenville that distribute food to a network of 200 food pantries run by local churches and nonprofit organizations. Young says at the height of the pandemic, they had a 37% increase in people needing assistance.
To give you an idea of volume, just in the last fiscal year, which ended June 30th, between the Greenville branch and New Bern branch, we distributed over 39 million pounds of food into the east through those 200 food pantries.
Young explains that when the pandemic hit, many businesses shuttered and laid off workers, and the restaurants that closed cut off food channels.
The positive side of it was the federal government in a past administration set up a program where all the food that had been going to restaurants went to food banks, and so we had tremendous quantities of foods coming our way.
Almost 2 years into the pandemic, the food bank is back to receiving donations of canned goods and shelf-stable food from grocery store chains and food manufacturers. Young says local farmers are providing fresh produce like sweet potatoes, onions, white potatoes, and other vegetables. But the demand for that food has not changed.
Just in Jones County, our outreach coordinator here, Jovita, works with a food pantry where there's over 350 families coming every week in Trenton to pick up a food distribution. And that has run steady since the beginning of the pandemic through the pandemic.
A number of factors contribute to food insecurity, including income, a lack of affordable housing, race or ethnicity, and disability. Those who are unemployed, households with children, and seniors are often the most vulnerable. According to 2018 data from Feeding America, about 19% of children in North Carolina are food insecure. Well over 34,000 seniors in the food bank's eastern region live at or below the poverty line. Back at the food pantry in Simpson, coordinator Linda Marcel says they see a lot of people from those demographics.
At one time, we had probably one-third elderly. We have a number of people who have some disabilities. You know, you see that. We have a number of children.
In the beginning, the pantry started in just one room of the house. Marcel says they recently expanded. Now industrial-sized fridges hum in the kitchen. The garage is filled with shelves of canned foods.
We took this room over, and we've been able to do this since we came in. You see, we had to have new wiring in here to be able to accommodate.
A grant allowed the pantry to get their first fridge and freezer. Marcel says they are able to do their work with tremendous help from the church as well. They serve people based on federal poverty guidelines and whether they qualify for food stamps.
I was talking with our registration people yesterday, and they've told me that since June, they have registered something like 234 people. We go through a re-registration process each year. So that means even out of a day like today, when I would expect to see 120, you have different people who come each time, and there's always someone new who you've never seen before.
Through all of the support this pantry receives from the church and the community, Marcel says they're always able to help in some way.
Every time that you think that you don't have any money or you think you don't have enough food, I have found that something happens. Somebody comes through you haven't even thought about and provides for you.
Share the Bounty's expansion is not an anomaly. Food assistance programs are growing around the state to match the increase in need.
The food bank branch in New Bern recently moved to a larger building and hired a new operations manager. Eastern Regional Director George Young showed me around the new facility on Red Robin Lane, which used to be the R.A. Jeffries Distribution Center.
This will be the storage space for the food and volunteer area to do the sorting and packing of food. And in that area,
Young says the 26,000 square foot space will better serve the community as it continues to grapple with rising food prices.
And now during this pandemic period, the need is just as great. And also we're seeing people in the food line that never had an expectation of being there because of the high cost of food. We're in this inflationary period, and that is really driving more people to our food lines.
Young adds people in the area working multiple part-time jobs also struggle to put food on the table.
You have people who are seasonal, who work in our beach communities or fishing industries, who are unemployed different times of the year and are struggling to meet household budgets. You have people going in and out of employment.
Access to grocery stores with affordable and nutritious food is often lacking in rural areas, creating food deserts.
In the Greenville area, we do have some manufacturing, but when you go further east, as you well know, until you get to the Atlantic Ocean, it's wide open spaces, it is farming, and there's just a lot of generational folks that have grown up poor and continue to be struggling.
According to the USDA, Beaufort, Pamlico, Terrell, Hyde, and Bertie counties have a relatively high number of households without vehicles that are more than a half a mile from a supermarket. Parts of Craven, Lenore, Pitt, and Wayne counties are also considered food deserts. Food deserts are areas where people have a difficult time accessing affordable and nutritious food because they live far from a supermarket and lack access to transportation.
We're not claiming or ever going to be able to make up the total demand, so it's going to take the federal and state government. It's going to take individual organizations and donors and volunteers.
The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services runs programs that support people in the state who need assistance getting food. NCDHHS Chief Operating Officer for Opportunity and Well-Being, Zach Wertman, says there is significant food insecurity in many communities.
In North Carolina, if you look at a sort of county-by-county map of levels of food insecurity, you see that most of the counties with the highest levels are rural counties, especially those in the east that often have higher percentages of people living in poverty.
Food and Nutrition Services is one of the programs NCDHHS offers, and it's a large one. It's the state's version of SNAP, sometimes called food stamps, and it serves almost 1.7 million North Carolinians. Another program, WIC, serves pregnant women and children ages 0 to 5. There's the National School Lunch Program, which offers free or reduced lunches that is run by the Department of Public Instruction. Then there are programs that were born out of the pandemic, like the Pandemic EBT Program and the COVID Support Services Program. Support Services Program Manager Hannah Wessler says the counties that program serves is based on need and those willing to help, like the food bank.
The central and eastern region of North Carolina includes a lot of rural communities and farm worker communities who are often needing help with food and food insecurity. And the other piece is that the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina really stepped up and were ready and willing to help immediately.
Wertman says NCDHHS programs go a long way toward mitigating food needs in the state, but that more infrastructure at the local, individual level to identify people in need and get them the support that will help is needed.
Then there needs to be a mechanism for, okay, that need has been identified. How can we connect this person with an organization or program or both that is going to be able to help address this short-term and long-term?
Wortman says that things like food insecurity, housing instability, unmet transportation needs, and other non-medical drivers of health all play a part. And he says there is no one cure, no silver bullet that will solve these issues. For PRE, Public Radio East, I'm Meredith Radford.
And I'm Jarrett Brumbaugh.